Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Wrapping up that 6 a.m. wake up mix on a Taco Tuesday, 6:25, October the 28th, 2025. Good morning. You're waking up with the Bill and Jessica Show.
Good morning. Mostly cloudy today and breezy with a chance for showers later on in the day. Highs in the upper 50s.
Yeah, we are live. Bill and Jessica Show TV up on Power TikTok. Make sure to follow us. Watch us live here in the studio at Power 101.7 FM. Hurricane brewing down in the Caribbean. And Jess, you have the latest.
Yeah, this is what we have so far. So it is the strongest storm this year. Hurricane Melissa underwent extreme rapid strengthening to a rare Category 5 with winds of 175 miles per hour and stronger gusts, making this the strongest storm on the planet this year. Jamaica's worst hurricane, Melissa's outer bands are lashing Jamaica with strong winds and heavy rain. Mandatory evacuation orders were issued, and catastrophic impact of up to 40 inches of rain will take place, 13 feet of storm surge, and also 160 mile per hour sustained winds will cause extensive damage. It's going to cut off communities. The National Hurricane Center warned that Melissa has already killed 3 people in Haiti and Jamaica, with 1 person in Dominican Republic as well.
Wow. Evacuations underway. Homes are flooding. Coastlines prepared for the impact. Pray for the Caribbean, the Bahamas, the Cayman Islands, Turks, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands. Man, how much more can Puerto Rico take?
I know.
You know, with these storms. You know, and of course, everybody's talking about Jamaica. You know, you mentioned the Dominican Republic, Haiti, Cuba. I mean, Hurricane Melissa, the year's strongest storm, you know, that some of those places have ever experienced.
Yeah.
It's just, it's unbelievable. So, again, prayers for everybody. I was watching some clips yesterday, you know, that just popped up on my feed. And, I mean, you know, people scrambling, all the store shelves are empty, you know, in Jamaica. There was one, you know, there's always somebody. There was a reporter out there, and I don't know how real this clip was, but it did look like it could have been. There was a reporter in Jamaica interviewing a resident who was there, and he set up speakers outside and was grilling. And, you know, she was like, you know, we have evacuations going on and you're out here. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm been here for years. You know, this is Jamaica, you know, and so I don't know. I don't know. Hopefully everybody is, you know, seek shelter. And, you know, I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Riding the storm out. There's some tourists down there. Yeah. Tourists down there. And, you know, they say that it always, you know, weakens as it hits land. But it hits as a strong storm. So if you're on that coastline, you know, you just have to.
And the outer bands and the wind.
Hunker down. It's just crazy.
And so much rain.
You know, I feel for, you know, the people who live there. Like, I know that people are like, oh, they just need to leave and get out. Like, that's hard. Like, when you have lived there forever and that's your home.
Yeah. I mean, you're on an island as well. It's not that easy to, you know what, pack up a suitcase and then you get out of there.
Some people can't afford to leave.
Yeah, where are you flying to? Where are you going?
Exactly.
So a lot of people have to stay, but
and they don't want to.
They seek shelter and they go into the shelters where, you know, they're advising them to go.
And you know, I feel for the people who don't want to leave their home. You know, like you know, I know some people are saying, "Oh, some people are fools and they don't want to leave, and it's just ridiculous." And you know, if they tell you to leave, and yeah, there's some people who they give a storm warning and they're already halfway across and they're out of there. You know, but some people want to ride it out, you know? And I mean, they're like, this is my home. This is what I built and I created. And it's my safe space.
Yeah.
This is my peace.
And the tourists that were there as well, I saw videos, you know, they were stuck at the airport or they were sending them to shelters. They said no planes in and out for this whole week.
Wow. Crazy, man. So again, pray for, you know, the Caribbean and everybody who's down there. Just
so scary.
Crazy. We'll definitely be keeping you up to date. We're supposed to get some rain. Chance of today, more tomorrow, and then the most chance on Thursday. And then The rain's supposed to head up out of here, just a little wind on Friday. So we'll definitely, you know, be keeping you up to date with what's going on down in the Caribbean and, of course, how it affects some of us. It is 6:29. It is a Taco Tuesday. We had Taco Monday last night. It was very good. Yum. Yes, very, very good. There's authentic tacos. A lot of stuff for you coming up this morning. Another thing that's going on last night.
11:50 in Los Angeles. Furman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the catch strikes midnight. Freddie Freeman has ended it. It's a repeat hero with the last word on a Game 3 classic.
Wow. Unbelievable. In case you went to bed, which a lot of people around here probably did, Game 3 of the World Series ended up lasting 18 innings.
Gosh.
Are you kidding me? 18 innings. Yes, in Los Angeles. They were even you know, commenting on the time when Freddie Freeman was at the plate. The ball made it over the center field fence. The Dodgers beat the Blue Jays 6-5. Nearly a seven-hour game.
Wow. Isn't there a rule?
That's
how
baseball.
Long the games can be.
Nope. That's baseball right there, y'all. That is baseball. I love it. A seven-hour game. Shohei Ohtani hit two homers, broke the World Series record, getting on base 9 times. Mm. And we'll start pitching later today for Game 4.
Gosh.
Yeah, Dodgers up 2-1. So we'll see what happens. 7 hours of baseball. That's incredible. So, but for the record, last night's game tied for going 18 innings when the Red Sox were in the series with the Dodgers in 2018. Boston won that one, and that one still holds a record for the longest time in the game, 7 hours and 20 minutes. So, last night was almost 7 hours. Mm-hmm. So,
it's a long game.
Man, incredible. Also, last night's Marathon Game 3 of the World Series was in the 14th inning when the commentators jokingly became concerned for the Dodgers' organist.
Do they have a backup organist, or is this poor guy had to do the whole game?
No, Dieter doesn't stop.
The whole game?
His fingers just go forever.
Yeah. Strong fingers.
Yeah, the Dodgers do it up old school. They actually have like a live organist out there.
Oh, my God.
You know, so, man, with nearly 7 hours. That's just unbelievable. Mm. And Monday Night Football last night. Commanders came out strong. I watched the first half. Mm-hmm. They came out strong. And it was 7-7 at halftime. And I thought we were doing great.
We're hanging in.
And
we're hanging in.
I guess I should have stayed up. I couldn't keep my eyes open. So
yeah, I fell asleep.
I ended up going to bed at halftime and woke up to 28-7.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. And it was like the beginning of the second half. I mean, Kansas City came out even stronger second half. Mm-hmm. But like I said, we were hanging. First half was unbelievable. Right. 7-7.
Yeah.
So, oh boy. A lot of stuff for you coming up this morning. After 7 o'clock, we have Allison Hall, Inside Edition correspondent. She's going to be promoting, of course, October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, a new series called The Breast Cancer Dialogues, bringing together women and oncologists to discuss their journeys with breast cancer from SurvivorNet, the largest platform in the U.S. So we'll talk with Allison Hall right after 7 o'clock. Also, after 8 o'clock, we got that coffee mix, OCMD Mayor. Rick Meehan back on the show. All right, so looking forward to talking to him. And after 9, we have Robert from Harvard Business Services in studio. So a lot of stuff for you coming up at 6:33 on a Tuesday. Let's do this.
Say what? That's crazy. Here's what's trending.
We set the trend.
On Power 101.7.
All right, so according to a new report, the average American spends nearly 48% of their paycheck within the first 48 hours. 35% of the paycheck is gone within the first 12 hours.
It's gone before I even get it.
Right. The next two are gone already.
It's already gone.
Happy National Chocolate Day.
Yum.
Yeah, today is National Chocolate Day. A poll looked at which Halloween candies we open first. Oh, come on.
Reese's?
The only one non-chocolate candy cracked the top 10. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are first, followed by Kit Kats and Twix. Starburst was the only non-chocolate candy that made the list.
Oh.
And they're at number 10.
I haven't had them in a while.
I haven't had them either. I'll just stick to the I do like the Reese's number one. Doesn't make it a lot. I like the Snickers.
Me too. It's not on there.
No, I mean, I don't know if it's on the top 10, but no.
Yeah, I like the Snickers too.
Kit Kats and Twix. I used to like Kit Kats, but you know, Baby Ruth is making a comeback. Yeah, apparently.
Yep.
According to an annual study, the best cities for Halloween this year are New York, Jersey City, and LA. The best cities for trick-or-treating are Jersey City, New York City, and Gilbert, Arizona.
Really?
Wow.
Never been.
According to new research, the most popular airport snacks in America, Oreos, Jack Link's beef jerky. Oh, we do like beef jerky.
We do too.
And Cheeto Puffs.
Oh.
A Delta flight attendant made a big mistake during a flight last Saturday when he accidentally deployed the emergency slide at the gate.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, no one was hurt, but it could have cost the airline $70,000.
No.
Yeah, $70,000. Wow. A guy in New Jersey texted a woman for a booty call, but fell asleep before she got there. So she bought some lighter fluid and torched his house.
No.
She wanted that booty call. Luckily, he got out in time. She's facing 8 years in prison.
What the heck?
That's crazy. That's not even funny.
No way.
That's crazy. Over a booty call. Here's a few good news stories that are making the rounds. Finalists for the annual Comedy Wildlife Awards were announced, featuring the funniest animal photos of the year. Also, a 95-year-old Taylor Swift fan is in the news after starting a fan club and turning his entire community into Swifties. Mm. Did you hear what I said? His. Entire community. Yeah, 95-year-old. Him. He is him. And a study found sleeping with a nightlight on could be bad for your heart if you're over 40. Yeah, people with the darkest bedrooms have the lowest risk of a heart attack or stroke. People who sleep with a nightlight or even the TV on have a 20% higher risk.
No, I'm pitch dark.
Yeah, I do like it dark. I'm not into the...
Get dark, please. No lights, no background noise, TVs, all the things. No.
Didn't you tell me one time Chadwick like had to have
nice
a...
Nice and dark. Oh, gosh. He has TVs, earbuds, phones going. He does
Yeah. But how do you do it then if he has all that?
It's terrible.
So you do deal with it?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes. Now he puts earbuds in.
Yeah.
And like he puts his phone down so I can't see the light.
Yeah.
And then he has earbuds.
What about like...
He sleeps with earbuds in, with that playing all night.
Is it like some kind of like sound effects, ambiance or something? Or is it actually like music or something?
No, it's wrestling. He watches wrestling.
Every night?
Every night.
And it's like going while he sleeps.
Yeah, I tell him that you have a problem. This is not good for you. This is not healthy. You should not have those in your ears all night. I tell him all the things.
Well, you're annoying.
I know. I know.
What about, all right, so what about like, so no TV though?
But then
though?
The earbuds, sometimes they get loose and then I can hear.
And like, then they come out and then you can hear.
Yeah, and then I go over and I push them in like harder so I can like try to
you
get
like
the noise.
Smash his ear, like jam it in there so it gets stuck.
Or I try to go over and like turn the volume down so that I don't hear it in the earbuds. Yeah, all the things.
Wow. Yes. But you like
it. Throw it all night.
You like it all off, like dark.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
6:38. It's a Bill and Jessica show. We got a 47 ABC update coming up.